This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my darlings, welcome back to the show and welcome to our final daily practice of this week. We have done such an amazing job showing up for ourselves every single day this week, whether you are doing it on yogagirl.com, practicing yoga with us every day, or if you've committed to sacred discipline in another way or another form of self-care. The point of our practices this week really was to just show up for us and to fill our cup and take good care of ourselves. What I want to do today is continue that commitment and not have that sacred discipline end at the end of the week, but really find that logistical way to incorporate your window of self-care every day, continuing into next week and hopefully beyond. So what I want you to do today is, of course, yes, roll out your mat, step on your mat and get into your yoga practice or whatever other self-care practice that you are anchored into right now. And then I want you to sit down and really figure out how you can make this happen for yourself every single day without fail. What do you need to actually make this happen? Do you need to get up an hour earlier every morning and sneak out the bedroom and roll out your mat and get your yoga practice in before the rest of the house wakes up? Or do you need to practice on your lunch break? Or do you have the little window in the afternoon? Or is it right before bed? Do you need support from someone else in your household or someone else in your life to support you in a certain way so that you can make this happen for yourself? Do you need a yoga buddy or an accountability partner? That's a really good way, whether you're trying to get to the gym every day or go for a run every day or practice yoga every day. Doing it with someone, whether it's near or from afar, can be really, really helpful. Sit down, figure out the time of day you're going to be practicing your self-care every day, and then figure out what you need to make this happen so that you can actually continue connecting to your sacred discipline every day, not just of this week and not just of next week, but hopefully every day for the rest of your life. Now, of course, every day is going to look a little bit differently. And yes, life happens. You're going to have curveballs thrown your way. The point is not to become so controlling in your practice that you don't accept any changes, but that you show up for yourself in some way every day. So it might not look exactly the same every single day. You might not get that full hour of practice if that's what you're going for, or that whole thing that you wanted to do every day of the week. But you can get on the mat every day, even if it's for 5 minutes. You can go for that walk every day, even if it's a short one. You can pick up your phone and call your friend and do that thing that you do together, even if it's just for a tiny moment in your day. The point of this practice of sacred discipline is to continue doing the thing, to continue showing up again and again and again. We want self-care to feel as natural as brushing our teeth every day, that it's just part of our routine. It's just something that we do. That's when it really starts to change our lives. I hope this week has been a great motivation for you. It really has for me. I've felt so amazing being on the mat every day. Can't wait to roll out my mat today to do today's practice. It's been amazing having you here. If you want to join me next week on Wednesday, I'm leading a spring equinox ceremony live where we are welcoming in spring, getting on our mats, moving our bodies in delicious ways. I would love to see you there. But either way, on Monday, I'll be back with a brand new intention. Have a beautiful weekend and I'll see you soon.